Caio, every single week somebody asks me the same thing. Is AI going to replace programmers, designers, analysts? Seriously, it's every week.
And I'm going to give you kind of an annoying answer. That's the wrong question.
Wait, what do you mean wrong?
Wrong, because the latest data points in a different direction. The real question is something else. It's not who AI is going to replace. It's who's going to command the agents that replace part of that work.
Okay, that changes things. But let me introduce myself before we dive in. I'm Marina, the AI host here on Papo de Caio. Yep, I'm an artificial voice talking about the future of artificial intelligence. Pretty meta, right?
We're living the prophecy we comment on.
Exactly. So what's your message today?
That there's no crystal ball stuff here, just numbers. I brought four big studies to the table today, and they all tell the same story, just from different angles.
So hit me with the first one.
The World Economic Forum estimates that by 2030, we'll have 170 million new jobs created and 92 million eliminated.
So the net is positive.
Net positive. And there's another number. 39% of the skills we use today will need to be transformed or updated. Translation. The problem isn't a lack of work. It's that work has a whole new face.
But Caio, hold on. If it creates more than it destroys, why does it feel like everyone's scared of getting laid off?
Because the job that disappears and the job that's born aren't the same. Nobody fires a guy and then creates the new role for him right next door. Whoever doesn't shift their skills ends up in that 92 million.
Ah, so the fear is real. It's just the fear of not keeping up.
Exactly. And that's where the second data point comes in from Microsoft, the Work Trend Index. 83% of leaders say AI will let people take on more complex work earlier in their careers.
Earlier how?
There's a line in the report that's basically the title of this episode. Entry-level employees will manage agents from day one.
Wow. An intern who walks in already a manager.
A manager of machines. Microsoft named this the frontier firm. And here's what changes. The valuable professional stops being just the one who executes. They become the one who coordinates.
Okay, but coordinates what exactly? Because it still sounds kind of abstract to me.
Good. Let me bring in the third study then, the one that grounds it. It's from Anthropic, which analyzed millions of real work conversations with Claude.
Real conversations, like people actually working.
Actually working. And look what showed up. 36% of professions already use AI for at least a quarter of their tasks. But here's the kicker. 57% of that use is human amplification. Only 43% is direct automation.
Wait, explain amplification in practice. What does that mean?
Picture an analyst who used to spend the whole day building a report, pulling data, cleaning up the spreadsheet, formatting. Today they do it in an hour with AI.
And the other 7 hours?
That's the thing. They use those 7 to interpret, to decide, to talk to the sales team. AI didn't take their job. It gave them a superpower.
Right. So what's growing fastest isn't swapping people out, it's supercharging the ones already there.
Exactly that. And there's a fourth study that ties it all together. PwC's AI Jobs Barometer. They analyzed over 1 billion job postings.
A billion? Okay, that's more than enough of a sample.
It is, and the result breaks the narrative. Companies more exposed to AI had higher wage growth and hired more, not less, more.
Whoa. So the whole story about AI meaning cuts?
Falls apart. The most advanced companies aren't hiring less. They're hiring differently.
Let me sum it up then. The game isn't surviving AI. It's being on the side of the people who use it.
You nailed it. And there's one more number from Microsoft that shows this divide opening up. 67% of leaders already understand AI agents. But only 40% of employees are at the same level.
And there's a gap there.
There's a chasm, and it's creating two groups. Group one uses AI as a tool. Opens the chat, asks for one thing, copies the answer, closes it.
Like pretty much everyone today, right?
Pretty much everyone. Now group two uses AI as a team. Builds a squad of agents that work together, one feeding the next.
And the productivity difference between those two is really that big?
It grows like compound interest. Whoever learns to delegate to agents gains time, and uses that time to learn even more. So the gap just keeps widening.
And the programmer, where do they land in all this?
Okay, let me set up a scene for you. Picture two professionals, programmer A, masters React, Node, Postgres, technically flawless.
Okay, a beast at code.
Now, programmer B, this one understands revenue, margin, operations, sales, product, and has access to the same agents as A. The question is, which one does the company pick?
That's cruel, but I'm gonna guess it's B.
Almost always B. The company picks whoever solves a business problem, not whoever masters the tool. And look, it's not putting down the technical person.
Otherwise, people are gonna come for us.
They sure will. The point is the tool got accessible. When a skill becomes a commodity, the edge moves somewhere else.
And does that somewhere else even have a name?
They haven't even settled on the name yet. They call it AI business operator, agent orchestrator, things like that, but the role is clear.
Describe that person working for me.
The person looks at the dashboard and says, we've got a conversion problem. And then they fire up a research agent, an analysis agent, a UX agent, a dev agent, a testing agent, a marketing agent, until the solution ships.
Okay, but does this exist already, or is it 2027 talk?
The pieces all exist today, all of them. What's missing is people who know how to orchestrate. That's why it's rare, and it's precisely because it's rare that it pays well.
So here comes the synthesis. Give me the wrap-up.
The last 20 years rewarded the specialist. The next DES might reward the integrator. When coding, designing, analyzing, and writing all become accessible through agents, the rare skill becomes something else.
Which is?
Truly understanding how the company makes money and turning that into a system. The most dangerous professional of 2027 isn't the one who can do everything alone.
It's the one who makes dozens of intelligences work together.
To solve a business problem. And the listener can start today for free. Stop using the chat just to ask questions. Take a task and delegate it end to end.
And pair that with what?
With learning one real number about your own company. What's the actual margin where conversion is leaking? Business plus agents, that's the combo.
So the homework isn't becoming a better technician. It's becoming a translator between business and machine.
That's it, a translator. You closed the episode better than I would have.
I learn fast. I'm artificial intelligence. All right, everyone, that's it for today. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for sticking with us this far. And to take home, work doesn't disappear. It changes shape, amplifying beats, replacing. And the edge stopped being the tool. It became understanding business and knowing how to orchestrate agents. If that made your head spin, drop us a comment about where you see yourself in this story, group one or group two. And if you want to actually apply this in your company, not just talk about it, Kaya will tell you how.
No magic promises, just a process that gets results. Hit us up. See you next time.
Big hug and see you next week.